I'll check in now with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. Get our weekly City Hall updates. Mayor, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. I love this feel of fall in the air. It's nice.
It is beautiful. Nice air. Feels a little closer to October, though.
Don't worry. It'll change again.
Yeah, you're right.
Not over yet. had a great discussion yesterday with Superintendent Kevin Mulvey, Assistant Superintendent Aaron Perkins, and they are excited and geared up for the new school year.
Yes, I don't think people realize the work that goes on when school ends. You know, there's a lot of issues. There's positions to fill, people that have retired, moved on, separation agreements, and they're going to fill those positions with quality people. So, you know, just on the personnel side, there's a lot of work that goes on. And then, of course, the public building side, a lot of work going in the buildings. When that's the time to do the work in the buildings when the kids aren't in there. So I know that Paul Hines and his crew have been busy keeping up with the superintendent's request. So great team we have over there. The superintendent and assistant superintendent, they do great work.
Yeah, and this, of course, there's active summer education going on all year, too, so it really never stops. It just slows down.
That's right.
A bit.
And, you know, and having the contract settled with teachers' union and members of the school unions makes it a nice, smooth transition to the new year.
Yeah. He did mention that a fun story, a time capsule has been discovered at the old Squantum School.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah, which is cool. I think they'll probably do something with the kids to open it.
Yeah, that's what he mentioned. From 1948, so I'm guessing some World War II stuff in there probably. And
you were just a kid.
It's wow. It seems just like yesterday. and he talked about maybe creating a new time capsule for the new building, too. So that'll be interesting, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking of weather, it was beautiful yesterday for the Mayor's Cup golf tournament, Mayor.
It was a gorgeous day. A little breezy, but you either got windburn or sunburn yesterday. It was up at Quarry Hills, which is a beautiful facility. Yeah, so it's each year, they started under Jim Sheets, actually. We've held the Mayor's Cup. We raised some money for, you know, local causes, local charities, nonprofits. We help out where we can. So it's a fun day bringing everyone together. And I'm not a great golfer, but I do golf in three, maybe four times the most a year in tournaments. And I am pretty pathetic, but we had a lot of fun. It's good causes, so I'm grateful to the team that put it together, but also a number of sponsors who participated in it each year. So good stuff.
That's great. About how much did you make?
I think about $150,000.
Oh, that's fantastic. Very good.
Yeah.
I know that
it's a great day.
Yeah, a lot of the social service agencies are on pins and needles with the pending federal changes, so that would be helpful. I'm
indeed.
Sure.
Yeah. I was talking to Beth Ann Strollo from QCAP, and she's very concerned about the potential cuts in the fuel assistance, which is a lifeline for a lot of people, you know, during the winter months. So
Right. We'll
keep an eye on that for sure. Do what we can to help.
Sure, absolutely. I thought we could get a little update this morning, Mayor, on the plans for the Adams Presidential Center, where that is and where it's going.
Yeah, so I'd give you some thoughts. You know, we're in the early stages. We put an RFP out to get an architect on board. I mean, you can't really have a discussion with substance until you have something in front of you. So the city has put out an RFP, and there's a committee that's finalizing. I think they're narrowing it down to three or four, and then there'll be presentations. And then from there, we'll bring on an OPM. And I'm using some old federal money to do this early phase of it. Then once we get a solid plan, then we'll go to the public. We'll have community meetings. We'll have to go to the city council. But I don't like to go to public meetings with that. It was just an idea. I'd like to go with something of substance that people can react to and comment on. So the idea would be combination APC Performing Arts Center in one building. And we are looking at, not exclusively, but we are looking at the Monroe building next door to City Hall that we purchased with federal money, oh gosh, about 5 years ago, I think now. It turned the whole early Quincy 400 meetings and discussions, there was a, I wouldn't say outcry, but a large percentage of people that were interested in seeing the city do something along the lines of performing arts center slash cultural center slash, call it whatever you want, mm-hmm. but a place where the performing arts can come together. And that's something I've taken seriously. And I think that there could be great synergy between the two. Obviously, the APC will need larger space for certain events. They could use the Performing Arts Center. The Performing Arts Center, though, I don't want to program it every night of the week. But I do see professional shows, comedian acts, bands coming there, special programs, maybe a film festival here and there. But also, you know, maybe the symphony will enjoy it, the choral society, perhaps some of our local dance schools could have their recitals there. I mean, we want it to be a place that not only brings in some great professional stuff, but I want it to serve the community in many ways. So we're looking at something that probably would hold between 1,000 and 1,500, probably that 1,200 range. But it's early again. We're bringing somebody on. We'll have them look at the site and maybe a couple other sites in the downtown. See what the floor plate is, see how we can do the entrances. It will be interesting to see from the architect's perspectives on how they suggest that we bake it, you know, the uses, the shared spaces, the egresses, the main entrances, all that sort of thing. Monroe is an interesting site because you've got one side of the building facing Hancock, one side facing the Hancock Adams Common, and the other side facing the MBTA station. So it's a pretty busy size of the building that we have to work with. So that's where we're at. And, the Adams Presidential Center itself, I know they've been meeting regularly. They've added programming, educational programming. When they're not waiting for building to be built to begin the educational programming in the schools with training teachers and bringing students in and all kinds of cool stuff that I think will be, you know, really rewarding as far as the history side goes. And, you know, we're also in discussions with our counterparts in D.C. who are trying to develop what the Adams Memorial should look like on the Mall. I had made a recommendation to Congressman Lynch of Richard Houghton to serve on that. Richard was the main designer of the Hancock Adams Common and the J.Q. Adams Park, so he's participating along with the congressman and others. And we've had a Zoom call with a couple of the members of the commission, and I've invited them up to see, touch, feel the whole experience here with Peacefield, the birthplaces, the crypts, and so forth. So hopefully they'll be making a trip up and we can connect. So, you know, we're not competing against each other. We think they complement each other in honoring the incredible, incredible contributions of the Adamses. So, well, stay tuned, Joe. We'll keep you informed.
Do you envision utilizing the existing Monroe building or replacing that with a new building?
No, that would be replaced. Yeah, you couldn't keep that.
I see. And for funding, you mentioned some old federal money.
Well, we're starting with some seed money and some old federal money I'm using to get us to the point of having some drawings, having some engineering, some site plans to have a real discussion. And then I would look at a city appropriation. But with the hotel tax that could, as well as the community preservation, that could contribute to it as well. So it's way early on numbers and figuring all that out. But we've got different sources, I think, that would help us make it manageable.
And would it be a city-owned property, or would it be private?
I see a city-owned property and then working out lease arrangements with different groups that we use it. For example, and again, there's a big if here, Joe. This is early. In the Adams Presidential Center, they would probably pay for their own build-out in the building. The city would build the shell. But, for example, if there were three stories of space that they would be using, they would build it out to their specs and raise the money and pay for that. So I think it would be a combination of funding sources and make it work, you know.
Sure.
We're still early on.
Would there be a parking facility needed as part of that, do you think?
Well, we've always looked at additional parking at the MBTA station.
Yep.
So, that's in discussion along with other development around that station.
What's the next step?
Well, as I mentioned, the committee selecting the final selection of the architect, and then the architect would then begin a study and perhaps bring plans.
Okay. And any kind of timeline in mind for how that will pan out?
No. Okay. Just see how it plays out.
Sure. Very good. All right. That's exciting stuff.
It is exciting stuff. We talked about it for some time, so it'll really be cool.
I know. I remember, Congressman Delahunt really kind of was spearheading an Adams memorial in Washington, D.C. many years ago, and it still hasn't come to fruition.
Yeah, it's had a couple of starts over the years with the commissions, which are authorized by Congress, and it didn't get much traction. David McCullough was the driving force a number of years ago with it. He testified before Congress, basically saying it's a disgrace we don't have something on the Adamses. So hopefully that will come together down there. We'll work on that piece up here.
Sure. Speaking of, how's the John Quincy Adams Park coming along?
Coming along beautifully. We're right on schedule, so we'll be picking a date to dedicate it probably sometime mid-late September, early October.
Oh, very good. In that
range.
All right. Look forward to that.
Any community, if they had that one park, they'd be thrilled and jumping up and down. I mean, we've had so many of these incredible experiences with whether it's the General's Park, the Adams and Abigail and Hancock statues. And so, we've gotten pretty good at this stuff. and I'm proud of the work we've done because it truly is our history.
Always good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
Have a good day, Joe.
Thank you. You too. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.